Yesterday, the U.S. government says that it expects record-breaking weather to drive up the price of food for next year, including milk and beef and chicken and pork. The drought that is happening in the United States has people talking about the dust bowls of the 30s. And they're also talking about the massive damage being inflicted on the corn crops in the United States. Corn, of course, the main source of animal feed, the big leading farm export out of the United States. And within the box that I'll give you, 2012 is being described as the hottest year ever recorded in the United States, records going back to 1895. There's never been a year hotter than this in the United States. And it's against that opening, if you will, that I want to revisit with a guest. Because on Monday, we were talking about the conversations or the public hearings that are going to be held about shared water in Osoyoos Lake. And on Tuesday night, public hearings were held in Oroville on the American side of the 49th. Last night, hearings were held in Osoyoos. And one of those who was there listening intently to what was being said was Stu Wells. He is the chair of the Okanagan Basin Water Board. He is also the mayor of Osoyoos. And I wanted to talk with him this morning about what he heard over the two nights of public hearings. Stu, good morning to you.
Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Well, to me, the scenario that I described on the front end of this about what's going on in the United States just as easily could be happening here on any given point in time. And that's why suddenly I believe that the conversations you were at last night about water are some of the most important that could be taking place.
Well, there's certainly some of the most important. There's a lot of issues out there when you throw that drought condition that you were talking about. If you looked at the print media yesterday and saw the satellite photos of Greenland, absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, no kidding. The polar ice, the caps melting, the ice flows disappearing, and all the rest of it. What did you hear over the two nights of conversation?
While it was an opportunity for folks from both sides of the border, both sides of International Osoyoos Lake, to have some input into where we're going with the new operating orders for Osoyoos Lake, and to my relief, it would certainly appear that we are going to just look at the levels of Osoyoos Lake. And there's a board recommendation on revised orders, and it's to continue to limit the scope of the order to lake-level management and to encourage the continued cooperation between British Columbia and the state of Washington to balance the flow needs. So there is a bit of a hitch there with the flow needs. I get very nervous whenever we talk flow, because I'm going, is that needed flow? Does that become guaranteed flow? Which we don't have any description of that in the current operating agreement.
Okay, so can we go there? Because downstream of the Zosel Dam, downstream of Osoyoos Lake, is the Columbia River, the Columbia River Basin, that has hundreds and, I would suggest thousands of acres of apple and orchard and agriculture and produce, which would mean huge demands on that water.
Absolutely. And you know, when we go into climate change, like, as far as I'm concerned, these are the wake-up calls for all citizens. And we've just come through a couple of storms in Osoyoos here that were at, the intensity has never been seen before. We got an inch of water in 20 minutes. It's just, and you can't build infrastructure to handle that. So as we get into this climate change, and it's both the drought, right now I'm looking at our weather patterns, and we're certainly getting wetter and cooler. So it is change. I know there's an overall global warming, but on individual different areas, we're going to see change, is how I like to describe it.
Well, and certainly the guys at Environment Canada, and I've done interviews where it's been suggested that the biggest problem was to introduce the words global warming into this conversation. And climate change is, if it had started with climate change 10, 15 years ago, we'd have more ears ready to listen and hear what's being said.
I second that. I really believe you hit it right on the head.
Yeah. 25-year agreement is coming to a close next year. Was there conversation about an open-ended agreement, or do we return yet again to an agreement that has a finite end date on it?
I spoke to the Board of Commissioners, and I was promoting a term agreement. I know a lot of their agreements across the Canadian American border are indefinite, but I don't understand the language of how you reopen, and I'm sure it's good. I mean, it's operated for these two friendly nations for a long time, so I'm sure the language is good, but I need assurances of that.
No kidding. So all of this happening under the auspices of the IJC, the International Joint Commission?
That's right. There was four commissioners there. There's one attended by conference call, and there's a vacancy on the Canadian side. There's just two Canadian commissioners at this time. And the of interest is the applicant is Washington State. And they have let it be known that they are requesting an indefinite term.
Which I would presume that the people on this side of the conversation would say, no, that doesn't work for us.
Well, I'm just a small-town guy, so I like to see terms in there. And I know there was the lead counselor from the town of Oroville, Walt Hart. He also would like to see terms. So maybe we're just a little parochial on this.
All right. Stu Hart joining us. Stu Wells, I'm sorry, I apologize. Stu Wells joins us this morning. He's the mayor of Osoyoos. He's also the chair of the Okanagan Basin Water Board. Where do things go now, Stu? Because looming out there, of course, is next year when the current agreement comes to a close, to an end. What are the next steps after these two nights of public hearings?
Well, quite refreshingly, The deadline for input is August the 31st, so there's still time for written submissions. The deadline is August 31st. They said they were going to meet and get together, and they thought they would have the new agreement coming out early fall. I'm thinking, let's call that October.
You're feeling pretty good, it sounds like.
Well, you know,
comfortable.
I had a lot of dialogue with the commissioners. Had a lot of opportunity for input, both officially and unofficially. And if they go with what's there's a wonderful report that was there for the meeting. And if they go with what's there, it's certainly livable from my position.
All right, Stu Wells, I can't thank you enough for being there for all of us and keeping your fingers upon this issue, water and its uses, agriculture, tourism, fisheries on both sides of the border. Thanks to Stu Wells. Time to go to news.